This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, previously I talked about a few things about one-shots. Well, what if you want to stretch that out, or you have to stretch that out? It seems like I can, unless I'm at a convention, I can never run a one-shot. I don't know why. They always go to at least two sessions. So, with that in mind, here's a few things you could do to expand that one shot a bit and run it into, two sessions. I wouldn't stretch it more than three. But let's talk about two sessions right now. First of all, when I said pre-gens earlier, since you're stretching it out a bit, you can make it a bit of a session zero by letting them create their own PCs. I'd still keep a rule set that it's easy to create PCs because you want to use most of your time, even though you're doing it more than one session. So go ahead and let them, have blank character sheets in the books or whatever, and let them do their own thing and see what they come up with. And secondly, now, I said you stick to a single story. That's still a good idea for one shot, but for two shots, you can maybe do a little sub-story, a little subplot with it because you have twice as many hours to fool with. So go ahead, and if you want to throw in a little sidetrack there, near the beginning, just go ahead. It's a good thing. And I'm going to tell you, when you start it, instead of starting it in media ray, start as close to in media ray as you can. In other words, instead of starting in the middle of a fight, you start with a confrontation. They're already involved in a confrontation with some bully or some bad guy or something like that. And it's going to lead to a fight. You know it. So that's a good place to start. And when you pick up in the next session, try and start a little, like a few moments earlier than where you left off, if you left off on a cliffhanger or something like that. That way the players can rev up and get back into it that way. It's very easy. Also, you can stretch it now for encounters per hour. I said two encounters per hour. You can do three at this point. I wouldn't go more than three. So you would have, because You've got more time for the other stuff, the role-playing, the travel, all that kind of thing. Also, you can go a little more far afield. Usually, I like one-shots to stay near around one area, maybe two. This way, you can go a little more far afield, so you want to make it like a mini-quest or something. Just don't, just follow the rules I told you. Okay, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month. You too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Gilbert Soares, Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Benjamin Brodell, John Allen Large, and Aaron. Thank you very much. For all the good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.